Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMEM, Gilbert Lawrence. As you know, previously evaluated, Mr. Lawrence, as described in the reports listed above, Pretty is now a 67-year-old male who simply indicates he injured his neck and back at work in 2007. Pretty did not give a mechanism of injury, period. He did convey that he underwent surgery in 2010, period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty denies any interim injuries or treatment since last evaluated here, period. New paragraph. The only new documentation provided is that of an order approving settlement on 6-10-14. This was in the amount of 62.5%, a partial total allocated 32.5%, partial total due to residuals of cervical stenosis and radiculopathy, post 4-level cervical fusion, 10% partial total due to residuals of right shoulder, interstitial tear of subscapularis, 15% of partial total due to residuals of left shoulder labral tear, post open distal clavicle resection, 5% of partial total due to residuals of lumbar strain and disc bulge at L4-5, with reopener credit of 60%. This order reflects a 2.5% increase to the cervical spine. The petitioner then filed a reopener claim on 5-19-18. There is no further documentation demonstrating he had further treatment or diagnostic testing. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a pendulous abdomen. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Shoulder abduction right was 150 degrees and left 95 degrees, flexion right 120 degrees and left 130 degrees, with external rotation left 65 degrees, but full on the right to 90 degrees. Period, independent adduction, extension, and internal rotation were full bilaterally without crepitus or tenderness. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L3 on the right and L2 on the left. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Shoulders normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. The rest of that is normal. Hips and pelvis, normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a forward held posture with a posterior longitudinal scar measuring 6 inches in longitudinal length. There was an area approximately the size of a tennis ball of skin retraction within this scar. Flexion was full to 50 degrees, but extension was to 30 degrees. Bilateral rotation was 50 degrees with side bending right, 15 degrees and left to 20 degrees. Thrust, that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels without difficulty. He could walk on his toes with some unsteadiness. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 60 degrees elicited only hamstring tightness, but no low back or radicular complaints. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Gilbert Lawrence alleged to have sustained acute traumatic injuries at work on 5-14-07 involving the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and both shoulders. But he also claimed occupational injuries to the cervical spine, lumbar spine, both shoulders, and right hip. He had treatment as marked in my prior report. Since most recently seen here in 2020, he did not have any further treatment or diagnostic testing. He did reopen his claim on 5-19-18 after receiving a formal award on 6-10-14. I'm not receiving any additional medical documentation. New paragraph, the current exam found he had a pendulous abdomen. Prayer, there was healed surgical scarring about the left shoulder with decreased motion about both shoulders. Prayer, provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Prayer, he had pes planus deformities of the feet. Prayer, he had decreased range of motion about the cervical spine associated with surgical scarring. Prayer, Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Prayer, he did not require handheld assistive device for ambulation. Prayer, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees without discomfort. Prayer, extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Prayer, seated straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally at 90 degrees for low back and radicular complaints. Prayer, supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only hamstring tightness. Prayer, new paragraph. I will mark my opinions relative to permanency from the last two reports that will be inserted here.